yolculuğunuzun keyfini çıkarırken nasıl ödeyeceğinize istediğiniz an karar verebildiğinizi hayal edin.
An advert informing about the benefits of Istanbul's iTaxi with GPS tracking and payment by credit card. These modern taxis, the advert says, will enhance the passenger's experience. New taxis were announced to great fanfare, but also to some skepticism. The most controversial measure is the installation of a large digital camera, which authorities say will provide protection for both driver and passenger. When you get in the taxi, the camera is clearly visible. What is unclear is whether it records sound as well as images, and where the images go. This driver, Ahmed, is more than happy with the device, although he admits he does not know if someone is watching or not.
The new system is what is needed. I had a problem on Sunday night. If this system had been installed, I could have been located immediately. I was attacked by a customer. If this system had been active, I would have been saved right away, or the passenger wouldn't have dared attack me. Now there's a camera system and a panic button.
But the introduction of the cameras is proving controversial. Social media is awash with warnings to people to be careful what you say when using them, along with questions about the motivation behind the scheme. On the streets of Istanbul, some people I spoke to were suspicious.
As long as their voices are not recorded, I don't mind it.
And if the voices are?
Then it's kind of a privacy issue and I object to it.
Some bad guys are stealing money from the taxi drivers, or they sometimes do violence against the women in the cabs and things like that. I think that if they do this for real criminals, it's not a bad idea. But we have doubts about our government or our policemen are doing this about the real criminals or not. So it's the witch hunt is happening in Turkey now. So if they use it for things like that, of course, it's not a good idea to have this kind of things in the cabs.
Nearly every week in Turkey, there are trials of people accused of involvement in last year's failed coup attempt. Currently, over 60,000 people are languishing jail on coup plotting charges. 4,000 others were prosecuted for defaming the president. And sweeping new electronic surveillance has been introduced. Law professor Yaman Akdeniz of Istanbul's Bilgi University has been studying the rise of surveillance culture. He says concern about the new taxis may be well-founded.
Nowadays, something like that looks very suspicious because we have no idea where data is transmitted to, or whether they have face recognition technology, or whether they have voice recognition technology. A lot of people are being investigated and prosecuted for allegedly defaming the president of Turkey because increasingly people are under surveillance and people don't know what sort of technology or what sort of things are deployed by the government authorities to monitor the citizens. And it will get worse.
There is a growing sense of paranoia seeping into Turkish society regarding surveillance. As arrests and prosecutions for insulting or defaming the president continue, any new innovation involving surveillance technology will be viewed with suspicion. Ministers respond that people who have nothing to hide shouldn't be worried about being listened to. But for many, that will be cold comfort in an increasingly dystopian Turkey. Dorian Jones, RFI, Istanbul.